This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Hello, everybody. We are live on Sunday nights, and a lot is going on over on my Facebook page. So if you're not a Facebook friend, go find me over at Facebook, James L. Paris. P-A-R-I-S is my name on Facebook. You can call me Jim. You can call me James. James L. Paris on Facebook. And a lot is going on right now on my Facebook page. This is always like the big night for Facebook, right? Sunday night. So I launched a poll earlier today. And I have to tell you, I am surprised right now. I'm honestly a little bit surprised at this poll. The question is, should President Trump pardon Paul Manafort? And we have right now, the poll is running about even, yes and no. And I find that interesting because, and I'll tell you what I wrote here. I voted yes, but I also added a comment. And here's my comment. I voted yes, even though I have mixed feelings as this guy has been convicted of legitimately breaking a lot of laws. My problem with this is that he was investigated for Russian collusion, which appears to be a completely contrived investigation. The fruits of the poisonous tree doctrine is a rule that was created to deter law enforcement from engaging in illegal searches and seizures. The rule says that if any evidence is acquired by illegal means, it cannot be used against the defendant in a court of law. I would say that in this case, the entire investigation is based on a lie, and anyone charged should be pardoned. While this doctrine may not directly apply here, I believe the spirit of it certainly does. Leave the millions in financial fines in place and pardon Paul Manafort. So you can weigh in on that poll. You don't even have to be a Facebook friend. It is a public poll. Question, should the president pardon Paul Manafort? And as I said, that poll is running right now, 50-50 even. I'm surprised because I guess I thought a lot more Trump supporters would be for pardoning Paul Manafort, but I get the other side of it, that this guy legitimately did cheat the government and not pay a lot of money in taxes, millions of dollars and all of that. I don't know. You see on the one hand, all of these so-called non-violent prisoners being released from prison over the last few months. And then you see a guy in a wheelchair, Paul Manafort, that was dragged in because he was part of the Trump campaign for 3 months and put under the microscope because of so-called Russian collusion. Turns out all of that was nonsense. And yet this guy, they found a bunch of other stuff. Well, we're here. Let's look at your taxes and everything else. And then they found a bunch of other things. So I don't know. I just kind of have this idea that that is wrong to prosecute him for all these other unrelated things. If in fact they legitimately wanted to go after him for those things, they should have done so in the past and done so separately. Just my opinion on that. All right. A big show lined up for you tonight. Our guest in hour number two is Alan Collinge. And you remember, he's been with us a couple of other times over the years. He is the founder of Student Loan Justice. And this just happened to work out. This kind of thing happens to us all the time. This whole big scandal breaks this week about this whole college admissions scandal where parents are paying $500,000 bribes and getting other people to take their kids' SAT tests and faking test scores and all this stuff is going on. This all happens this week, and we already had booked Alan Collinge of Student Loan Justice. So this is going to be a lot of fun in hour number two to talk to him about student loans and all of that, which we always do. And he's a big advocate for students and for the, you know, the poor students who end up with all this money in debt after going to college. And he's always got some great viewpoints on that to share. But tonight, kind of a bonus, we're going to also be asking him about this college admissions scandal. Next week, our good friend Ben Fuchs will be back. He's, of course, the nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, who joins us every few months to talk about health and wellness. And he's a super smart guy when it comes to all the different supplements. And you can take turmeric if you have this, and you should be taking so many, you know, vitamin C pills a day. I mean, this guy is incredible, the knowledge he has. He'll be with us next week for our hour number two. And then also in 2 weeks, we have confirmed the folks from the International Cruise Victims Organization to talk about murders, rapes, and crimes on cruise ships. So all of that happening. All right, we're going to start it off tonight. So much to get into tonight, so don't miss it. Don't just wait until the first commercial and disappear, because I've got a huge lineup of topics for this first hour. But I want to start with this. Fox News has pulled Judge Jeanine off the air. And I want to share this story with you. I really was not aware of this until I saw this today. I believe I picked this up originally off of, it was either Gateway Pundit or on Drudge. But in any case, here's the headline from the Washington Post. Fox News bumps Judge Jeanine after remarks about Representative Omar's hijab. Trump wants her back on the air. And so I'll read a little bit of this to you. I'm not familiar with the story. I wasn't until I read this afternoon. Jean Perot, the Fox News host and former prosecutor, was absent from her usual slot in the network Saturday night primetime lineup, and her most powerful viewer was not happy about it. Reference there to President Trump. Fox News bumped the show a week after it publicly condemned Perot's on-air suggestion that Representative Ilhan Omar did not support the U.S. Constitution because she is a Muslim and wears a hijab. And it goes on to talk about this. I didn't see the show, so I don't, you know, I didn't watch the video of it and see her entire commentary. But it is interesting because it seems like everybody was critical of this female congressperson, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, for her anti-Semitic comments. And it seemed like Judge Jeanine was sort of just joining in the chorus of all those critical of her. But it appears that Fox is taking the position that she went a little bit too far in her criticism, and they have yanked her off the air. I don't know. That seems a little bit extreme to me. I guess they're demanding that she apologize. And let me tell you, don't hold your breath, Fox, because Judge Jeanine is not going to bend a knee and apologize. And this story, I heard this today when I was listening to Alex Jones, which, by the way, a lot of people don't know that Alex Jones has a Sunday broadcast. It's like 2 hours. I think in my time zone, it comes on at like, I think it comes on at like 4 o'clock in my time zone. But he was talking about this story. It's really picking up, a lot of people sharing this story. It's like you get to the point sometimes where you can't even believe this is real. This has got to be satire because there's no way anyone could be this stupid. But here's the headline. This is from theblaze.com. Library apologizes for allowing child sex offender to entertain children at drag queen story time. So not only did this library in Houston, a public library, set up an event called Drag Queen Story Time, not only did parents bring themselves to this event, but it turns out that the drag queen telling the story was a sexual predator. registered sex offender, it says here. We'll have more on this and a lot more news. We'll be back.
Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last three decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
Well, our libraries here in Palm Coast, Florida have been taken over by the homeless. No kidding. They've put in armed guards. There's a wooded area behind our main library, and they have tents. It's like an entire camp set up by the homeless. And it turns out, I guess, that the libraries in Houston have been not taken over by the homeless, but taken over by drag queens. And this is from theblaze.com. Library apologizes for allowing child sex offender to entertain children at drag queen story time. So not only did they decide to have such an event, drag queen story time, the particular drag queen that they brought in to do this is a registered sex offender. I mean, I'm all for, you know, doing things, creative things to try to get kids to read. But please, I mean, there's got to be a line somewhere here, right? And it says here, it's got a screenshot here from YouTube. It says it's drag queen story time in the Heights, which I guess is an area of Houston. And I'll read a little bit of this to you. The Houston Public Library has issued an apology, you think? After a registered sex offender was allowed to entertain children during the library's highly controversial program called Drag Queen Storytime, the library announced last Friday that a review of its volunteers revealed Albert Alfonso Garza never submitted a background check before being allowed to entertain children during Drag Queen Storytime. Hey, if you're going to have a drag queen story time, probably that's one of the occasions where a background check should be required. If you're going to ever have a background check, I would think you'd have a background check on the person hosting drag queen story time. According to the Houston Chronicle, Garza was convicted of aggravated sexual assault of an 8-year-old child in 2009. He was last seen entertaining children at a Houston area library last September. And here's the payoff pitch. He will not be allowed to return, the Houston Public Library said. Wow, they're standing their ground. This guy's been our drag queen story time teller now multiple times, but that's it. Now that we found out he's actually a registered sex offender, found guilty of sexual assault of an 8-year-old. My question here too is, how do you sexually assault an 8-year-old child in 2009? And then you are already free. So you figure it probably took a couple of years for that to go to trial or to be settled, whatever. So that's 2011. So he's already out of jail and he's got such freedom that he's able to do these events with children. And you wonder, is he still on parole? Is there a parole officer? All of that. I don't know. I don't even know where to start or where, how to even transition from this story to anything else. Do we just do the whole hour about drag queen story time? And this isn't the first time we have brought this up. Apparently this is a growing thing. So I guess this is the new generation. Back in my day, we had Mr. Rogers. And so now Mr. Rogers has been eclipsed for the modern day child by drag queen story time, which I have read. This is also something big in New York City. All right. Where is the Mueller report? I'm guilty. I've been saying it like everybody else. And, we keep saying it's coming out, and everybody's predicting it's coming out on a Friday, and it's supposed to be this Friday, the prior Friday, the Friday before that. Where is it? When is it going to come out? I don't know. It is interesting, though, because you keep hearing these rumbles that it's coming out any moment. It's coming out, you know, I don't know. I guess maybe they were waiting for the second sentencing of Paul Manafort, which took place already. I believe it was on Wednesday of this week. He got more time from a different judge for different charges. But you wonder, when is this going to come out and what is it going to say? We don't know. Let me get into this first before we talk about the floods in Nebraska. Last week on the show, I mentioned to you that three posts that I shared on my Facebook account over the weekend, last weekend, were mysteriously taken down by Facebook and were marked as like, I don't know, some term they used, inappropriate, violates terms of service, whatever, whatever. And then those were from Zero Hedge. And then anything else I tried to post the rest of Sunday from Zero Hedge was also blocked. And I mentioned this on the radio show last Sunday night. And apparently I was the first, you know, national radio show that mentioned this, because everybody mentioned it starting on Monday, including Clyde Lewis, Ground Zero, and others. And apparently Facebook is saying that this was some kind of a mistake, some kind of a mistake they made, that they blocked Zero Hedge and they then reversed that and no longer are blocking them. Call me skeptical. Why is it always a conservative group that gets blocked? And of course, they're claiming now that it's a mistake. Well, speaking of Facebook, of course, this horrible tragedy, this mass shooting that took place this week in Christchurch, New Zealand, was live streamed over Facebook. Now, you got to think, if someone had done that on one of the Facebook competitor sites like Gab or one of the other challengers to Facebook or Twitter, those sites would have probably been delisted, lost their hosting services, been banned for life from being a part of our culture, et cetera, et cetera. But not Facebook. Facebook has apparently been working around the clock to get thousands and thousands and thousands of copies of this video off of their website. So I guess they should be given credit for that. But this is from Zero Hedge. Interesting, really interesting. New Zealand threatens 10 years in prison for anyone possessing the mosque shooting video. And it goes on to say that even web hosts are warned. So even the hosting companies are warned. Wow. So anyone possessing that video, sharing that video, it says here, it says New Zealand authorities have reminded their citizens that they face up to 10 years in prison for knowingly possessing a copy of the New Zealand mosque shooting video, and up to 14 years in prison if they share the video. Corporations such as web hosts face an additional $200,000 fine under the same law. They're taking this really seriously, which they should. But we're kind of in that culture, right? I guess I didn't see the video, but I guess this shooter had like mounted a camera, so you actually had his perspective with the gun barrel at the end of the shot, watching him kill these people. Absolutely horrible. Absolutely horrible. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, should these kids be kicked out of college that got in by cheating? We'll have that and more.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Christchurch, New Zealand, 50 people were killed and 50 more hurt in two mass murders at two mosques. There's word of one worshiper who took action.
There is one man who was inside the mosque of the second attack, and he decided to act. He acted in a number of ways, trying to draw the gunman's fire on himself, trying to lure the gunman out of the mosque into the parking lot, and at one point was even able to pick up one of the the gunman's discarded guns and throw it through his windshield.
The suspect, 28-year-old Brenton Tarrant, published a long manifesto online, and the murders were live-streamed on Facebook. President Trump issued his first veto. It came on a measure blocking his emergency declaration at the southern border. Democrats plan to hold a vote March 26th to override the veto. This is USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, before we talk about this college admissions scandal, I want to give you an update on the keto diet. A lot of you have been asking, Jim, how are you doing on that keto diet? I have to tell you, it is really the easiest diet I have ever been on. I like meat, okay? I also love pasta and rice and bread and all those things, which I can't have. So I've had to sort of, you know, accept the reality that I've got to go low carb, super low carb, and really try to avoid sugar and carbs. And today, for example, what did I have? I had corned beef and cabbage. I didn't get any potatoes in there or any of carrots, you know, the normal things you have with the St. Patrick's Day dinner, but I did get the corned beef and cabbage, made it here at the house, and it was fantastic. Have a little bit left over for my lunch tomorrow. There's a lot of things you can have. That's the good news. You can even stop at a burger joint and get a burger like I did the other day. I got a wonderful burger. We went to this like gourmet burger place. I got a burger, and they're doing this now where they serve the burger without a bun, and they put it in like a lettuce wrap. So you can ask for this, it's called a lettuce bib instead of a bun. And I just tend to just eat it with a fork and a knife, but it's a lot of fun. You can have the burgers, you can have the steaks, the bacon and eggs, all that. And there is a website that I could recommend to you, and they are giving us a little bit of money for recommending them, so full and fair disclosure, but it is a great website because everything is online. It tells you everything you can eat and not eat. It's real simple to follow. You don't have to go buy a lot of books or anything. And this is exactly the program that I am following. I've lost 13 pounds so far on the keto diet. And the website is keto, that's K-E-T-O, ketodietquickstart.com. Keto, K-E-T-O, ketodietquickstart.com. You can get signed up, get access to all their materials, all their diet plans and recipes. And they even have a private Facebook group where you can go in there and post questions, get advice from other people. It's a super neat setup at KetoDietQuickStart.com. All right, so we posted a poll this week asking the question, should these kids that cheated to get into college, should they be kicked out of college? And you kind of think about it, because normally if someone robs a bank or does something to enrich themselves illegally, generally in the law, they call that unjust enrichment, and you have to give back the loot. You have to give back the unjust gains, the unjust enrichment. So does that follow then that kids, maybe even if they didn't know about it, which I think a lot of them probably did, but should young people that are already in college, who their parents paid someone off, or they cheated on the SAT, or both, should those kids be yanked out of college? Should the whole thing be basically nullified? And I put that up as a poll, and I was surprised, because more than 90% said yes, kick the kids out. And if they, you know, take away their college credits or their college diploma or whatever they've gotten so far, kick the kids out, let them start all over again somewhere else at a community college. You know, I have to say, I'm inclined to want to agree with that. I have the mixed feelings, right? Maybe some of these kids didn't know, but I think a lot of them probably did. But here's kind of my bigger question about this. So if you rig things to get your kids into a big name school, you pay a test taker, you rig the test, you get them in to a school that by all rights, they don't qualify to attend. They don't have the grades. They don't have the smarts to be in that school. My question is this: how does that kid then survive in that school? I mean, it's one thing to get through the door, right? But how do you pass your exams? How do you just make it through one of these high-end schools if you don't have the legitimate academic bona fides to be there? It's just not that you pass the test or not. You faked the test, so you got in. But do you have the academic skills then to be able to make it through that college? So here's my bigger question, and I thought about this a lot this week. Is this where the scam ends, just getting the kids through the door? Or if we looked into it further, is it possible, maybe even likely, that something else is going on, like somebody else is attending the kids' classes and doing their work? And this could even be the case a lot of times if a lot of the classes are online. But I mean, if you're a wealthy parent and you're paying off, I mean, what was one of the bribes was like $500,000 to an athletic coach for one of these kids to get into this college. So being that that's the case, do you have that kind of money to say, hey, look, I'll give you 50 grand to give them an A in your science class? I got to believe that there's a lot more to this story. And Alan Dershowitz came out this week and said, this is the tip of the iceberg, that there's a lot more to this. And I really, really think he's right. And what's interesting is to see all the other things that are going to happen. And I knew this would happen. I called it this week. I said this to one of my friends. We've already got the first lawsuit. A mom is suing for $500 billion with a B. She's suing some of these parents because her son did not get admitted into some of these colleges. So think about that as a theory for damages. For those of you that went to law school, which I did for 1 year and hated it. So think about that as a theory for damages, right? Your child could have gotten into one of these colleges, but all these scammers' kids got in instead. How about that for a great theory for damages? I like it. I like it. Not sure that it's going to win in court, but it's creative. It's a creative idea. Also, we've got another story we posted. The headline here, this is from Zero Hedge. It says, meet the Harvard test-taking genius at the center of the college admissions scandal. So a lot of people thought that the way kids cheated on the SAT was they somehow got the answers, or somebody had the answers. But it turns out that it's actually a little bit crazier even than that. This is from Zero Hedge. It says, meet the Harvard test-taking genius at the center of the college admission scandal. A 36-year-old Harvard University graduate implicated in the college admission scandal is being described as a test-taking whiz who could get any score on demand, according to federal prosecutors. He has been revealed to be the secret weapon in the college admissions cheating scandal, according to a new Wall Street Journal article. It says here he did not have inside information about the correct answers. He was just smart enough to get a near perfect score. So I don't know exactly how this worked, if this guy was sent in to take the tests. There was a lot of scheming and conniving. And I have to tell you, if there's one scandal that's going to have to become a movie, it's this scandal. I mean, it's got everything. It's got everything. It's got celebrities and bribery and deceit and all this. And it takes down the rich. And just, you know, when you think like those rich kids that they get into college because they got to go to all these prep schools and all of that. Well, maybe that's true for some of them. But maybe what's true is that this has been going on for decades, that people are getting paid off and the rich kids aren't as smart as maybe we thought they were. I saw this picture today online and I could not believe it. You might have heard that this week there was a so-called bomb cyclone storm that hit the Midwest. Well, now that the snow is melting, large parts of Nebraska and the U.S. Central Plains are now underwater. And there's a picture here over at Reuters of a car literally floating down a river where I guess there was a street up until this week when the bomb cyclone hit. All right, a lot more to get into, including something called geographic arbitrage. We'll have that after this. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. And as you heard there in the commercial, the CBD oil is just incredible. And I have a bunch of information up on my website about my experience with it at my Facebook page. Go to my Facebook page. I've got a post there sharing with you what happened to me when I started using this a couple weeks ago. And it's incredible. It's a good thing. It was very positive. I have to tell you, I don't want to spoil it. I'll give you that as a reason to go to my Facebook page, James L. Paris on Facebook, and you'll see that post about how I am using CBD oil to get the best night's sleep that I've ever had. No kidding about it. And that is over on my Facebook page. All right. Geographic arbitrage. So I did something a little bit crazy today. It actually got cold here. It got down to like 60 degrees. I know that sounds crazy for those of you that are up in the north where it's freezing right now. But yes, 60 is kind of cold for us this time of year. And it was raining and it was windy. And I decided nonetheless to go down to the beach. Went over the bridge. I got out on the beach with my GoPro and I filmed a little video. And it worked out okay. It's over on my YouTube channel. You can find me on YouTube, James L. Paris. It's also on my Facebook page, James L. Paris, or ChristianMoney.com on Facebook. And I was talking in the video about something called geographic arbitrage. Really cool idea. The idea is that you live somewhere where it's super inexpensive, super cheap to live, and you draw an income from, you know, somewhere where the incomes are higher. So the problem is a lot of people, they move somewhere where housing is cheap and they have low wages because housing is cheap. The area employers pay a lower wage. So it doesn't really help you much. So you're getting into a house that's half the price, but you're only making half as much money. That's no good. So the idea though is you move to a lower cost area and you maintain an income at a higher level. And one of the easy ways to do that is with an online business. So I put up a video, you'll find it online today, Facebook, YouTube, all that, about this geographic arbitrage. And then for those of you that are following me on Facebook or on YouTube, I'm going to be posting some more videos this week, sharing with you a number of different ideas for online income. And I get income from multiple different sources throughout the month, a lot of it through different online businesses that I started years ago. and, you know, things like writing books, writing ebooks, blogging, videos, affiliate marketing. There's a lot of things you can do. And so there'll be some more videos coming. So if you're interested in that, be sure and follow me on Facebook, friend me, go over to YouTube, become a subscriber on my YouTube channel so you can be notified of those new videos when they come out. So I got a tip this week, a financial tip from, of all people, my own wife. So here's kind of the backstory on this. About a year ago, we canceled the collision coverage on our vehicles. We did that because our vehicles are a little bit older and they're completely paid off. And we just thought, why carry collision coverage? Why not save the money and just get rid of the collision coverage? Now, you still have to have liability coverage. That is the damage that you might do to somebody else's property or if you hurt somebody while you're driving your vehicle. But the collision and comprehensive coverage is optional. You don't have to have that, at least in Florida. I can speak for Florida. That's the damage to your own vehicle. So you're kind of self-insuring, taking that risk on your own. So the problem with that is if you rent a car and you yourself don't have collision coverage, which is the case for my wife and I, then you don't have collision coverage when you're driving the rental car. So how I've been dealing with this is I've just been buying the extra insurance coverage, which can be pricey, like $11, $12, $15 a day extra when you rent a car. But I sort of justified it to myself because I said, well, I'm saving all this money by not carrying collision coverage on my regular year-round policy. So I guess it's okay that I pay this extra 10 or 15 bucks a day when I'm renting a car, which is not that often anymore. I don't do a lot of traveling for business because of the radio show and all the things now you can do without having to travel. So in any case, my wife called our insurance company today and told them that she was going on a trip this summer to Los Angeles and was going to be renting a car and wanted to find out what our coverage would provide to us if we were in a rental car. I thought we'd have no coverage, and it turns out that was correct. That is correct, but they gave her this idea. They said, why not a few days before your trip? This is our own insurance company telling us to do this. Nothing dishonest going on here. They said, why not a few days before your trip, call us and add collision coverage to just one of your two cars for the duration of your trip, and then you'll be covered for the rental car you're driving on your trip. And then when you get back home, cancel the collision coverage off your year-round policy again. You'll only be paying for like 2 weeks of collision coverage on your own policy. It'll just be a few dollars. And of course, we'll also be using a special travel credit card that I use for the booking. And this credit card, Chase Sapphire, provides a backup secondary layer of insurance as well. So we're good to go. And then, you know, she doesn't have to pay that extra 10 or 15 bucks a day, or probably be closer to 20 bucks a day in the LA area to have a rental car. So really cool idea. And that's a strategy. I'm probably going to do a little video on that this week. And I do some little financial tips on different radio stations. And that might be my financial tip of the week on my radio appearances as well. And then this is a new story from Forbes.com. IRS issues warning on new phone scam. Now, these scams have been going around for a long time where the IRS calls you and demands that you do something bizarre, like go to Walmart and buy a Green Dot card or send a certain amount of money to a Bitcoin address to pay money in Bitcoin, or to kidnap your grandmother, put her in a brown box and set her on the front curb of your house. I made that last one up, but it's just crazy stuff that people fall for. However, this new warning from Forbes is interesting. There's a new twist on this called spoofing. And spoofing is if you have caller ID and you get the phone call and it actually says on the caller ID, IRS, That could be scary. I have to tell you, even though I know for a fact that the IRS does not make collection phone calls, they would rather send their threats by way of the mail and certified letters and those kinds of things. Even though I know that, my heart would probably skip a beat or two if I saw IRS on my caller ID. So apparently, this is now really taking off, and if you get one of these calls, not only does it sound convincing, but you will actually see IRS on your caller ID. And some of these calls may actually be robocalls that you're getting. I actually got two of these this week, robocalls. I didn't check my caller ID to see if it said IRS, but these were two robocalls claiming to be the IRS. This is the IRS, and we will arrest you if you do not call back this number. Okay, if you hear something like that, you can delete it. It's not the IRS. This is an interesting twist on it, because as it is, a lot of people are falling for this scam. But then when you add to it sort of the legitimacy of seeing IRS on your caller ID, I think that may push some people over the edge. I also posted another story. Speaking of robocallers, another story I posted to my social media today is that the debt collection people are now getting into the robocall business. And one lady got something like 81,000 collection calls from debt collection robots. And apparently she's making a complaint or suing or something, but that's another interesting story that I posted today as well. I'll tell you what, when it comes to robots, you know, I'm good with robots doing things like cleaning your house, like in the Jetsons. What was the robot's name? Rosie, that cleaned the house. I'm good with that. I'm good with a robot making burgers at like your favorite burger joint. That's a great idea. I'm good with robots walking my dog. I'm good with robots even cooking dinner for me here at the house. Even a little massage from a robot would be good. Debt collection robots. A good idea gone bad. I'm all for this robotics thing, but why do we have to then, you know, spoil the whole deal by building debt collection robots? All right, we'll be back for hour number two. Our special guest, Alan Collinge, founder of Student Loan Justice. Don't miss it. We'll be back.
Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.